Pod app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we are going to explore a fascinating rivalry between two boxing legends, James J. Corbett and Bob Fitzsimmons. Both these boxers were born in the late 19th century and rose to fame during the golden age of boxing. They are remembered for their remarkable fighting styles and their contribution to the sport of boxing.
James J. Corbett, also known as Gentleman Jim, was born in San Francisco in 1866. He began his boxing career in 1886 and quickly became a sensation. Corbett was a skillful fighter, known for his agile footwork and his ability to avoid punches while delivering precise blows. His signature move was the slip, where he would duck under an opponent's punch and deliver a counterpunch. This technique made him almost invincible in the ring, and he soon became known as one of the best boxers of his era.
Bob Fitzsimmons was born in Cornwall, England, in 1863. He started his boxing career in Australia and quickly gained a reputation as a fierce fighter. Fitzsimmons was a stocky, muscular boxer with a devastating punch. He was also known for his innovative fighting style, which included the use of hooks and uppercuts. His most famous move was the solar plexus punch, which he used to knock out many opponents.
The rivalry between Corbett and Fitzsimmons began in 1890. When Fitzsimmons challenged Corbett to a fight. The two boxers finally met on March 17, 1890, in Carson City, Nevada. This was a significant event in the history of boxing, as it was the first ever World Heavyweight Championship bout. There was a lot of anticipation and excitement in the air, as both fighters were at the top of their game. The fight between Corbett and Fitzsimmons was a grueling one. It lasted 14 rounds, and both fighters gave it their all. Corbett employed his slipping and weaving technique to avoid Fitzsimmons's punches, while Fitzsimmons tried to knock Corbett out with his powerful punches. In the end, it was Corbett who emerged victorious, winning the fight with a knockout in the 14th round.
The rematch between these two boxers took place on March 17, 1897, in San Francisco. This fight was just as intense as the first one, but this time, Fitzsimmons was better prepared. He had developed a new fighting technique that incorporated more combinations of punches. Fitzsimmons used his new technique to great effect, and soon had Corbett on the ropes. In the sixth round, Fitzsimmons landed a devastating blow to Corbett's solar plexus, and Corbett went down. Fitzsimmons won the fight and became the new heavyweight champion of the world.
The rivalry between Corbett and Fitzsimmons is a classic example of the great boxing matches of the past. Their fights were filled with drama, excitement, and skill. They both had unique fighting styles that were a joy to watch. The two boxers were fierce competitors who pushed each other to their limits. Their bouts were the highlights of their careers and are still talked about today.
Despite the rivalry, Corbett and Fitzsimmons had great respect for each other. After their second fight, Corbett said of Fitzsimmons, "He's a great fighter, one of the best I've ever faced." Fitzsimmons also praised Corbett, saying, "He's the greatest fighter I've ever fought. He's got every punch in the book, and he's got them all under control."
In conclusion, the rivalry between James J. Corbett and Bob Fitzsimmons is one of the most fascinating in the history of boxing. Their bouts were legendary, and their contribution to the sport of boxing is immeasurable. They were both great champions who left an indelible mark on the sport. Even today, boxing fans around the world remember their fights with great fondness. Thank you for tuning into this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed learning about these two great boxers.
Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lee Franklin. Adios.